Proclamation number 8697 of 11th of December, 1963. Supply of truth also for the hereafter. Only that can be a blessing for you what serves your soul to mature. And again, the soul can only mature if pure truth is offered to it, because this enlightens it about my will, which is only ever determined by the principle of love. Therefore it must be my will that man works in love, because through this he will reach truth, and the soul will mature and fulfill its purpose on earth. If the love of man is the principle of life, then he also moves in divine order, and nothing more stands in the way of the union of the soul with me. The state exists again as in the beginning, that I can completely radiate through the being with my love light and it is happy. When you look at your earth life as man in this way, then note great demands are made on you. Nothing more is demanded of you than a love life according to my will, and the power is also supplied to you for this when you want it yourselves that you reach your earth life purpose. And still mankind is on completely different ways. It is in confused thinking, in wrong knowledge, and love is almost switched off because selfish love prevails and suffocates all unselfish neighborly love. It is a completely wrong state than that in which man should live. Almost no one walks the right path anymore, the path of love for God and neighbor. A complete confusion of thought has occurred, although people believe they have mastered everything and possess great intellectual knowledge. But what they pay little or no attention to is the state of their souls, which they rather switch off from their thoughts, and also do not believe in the survival of the soul after death. Why they unscrupulously savor and enjoy earth life and let the soul starve and starve. And again they can only be snatched out of this blind state through the supply of truth. For erroneous knowledge will never dissuade them from their unscrupulousness. On the other hand, the truth can make them wonder and let them become thoughtful. And that is why I make use of every possibility to convey the truth to people, but I also know where this is appropriate, because in the end times the activity of my adversary is very bad, that all access to most people is blocked, and they cannot be released from their error by force, but the unconstrained supply of right spiritual knowledge can always be possible again if my servants are eager in my vineyard, if they make use of all opportunities where they spread my word, where they speak, so that the pure truth can be offered to people who are willing to accept it. I know about the state of every man's soul, and I know whether and how rescue can still be brought to him before the end. That is why you, my servants on earth, only need to entrust yourselves completely to me, and I will also guide you so that the spiritual good is supplied to those, which you receive directly from me. Where only a good will and the desire for right knowledge is recognizable, there the spiritual material is also supplied. Because I also know about the problems and questions of men, which only I can solve and answer for them. And although you men cannot measure the extent of your vineyard work, so I still know every man's thoughts, and where he is only in the least spiritually directed, I also intervene. But that only few can still be seized, that my flock will only be small in the end, has again and again been told to you. But every single soul is of greatest value for me, and for every single soul I therefore wrestle and do not give it up when it does not voluntarily again turn to my opponent, who now has won the victory for this earth life, but this spiritual is again wrested from him with the act of new banishment in matter. But you can believe it, my servants on earth, that you do not carry out a spiritual work in vain. Because the spiritual good with which you work has such a powerful effect, which always benefits a soul, even if you cannot pursue it. But in the beyond, innumerable souls wait for the proclamation of my word, and every spiritual work, which you do on earth, has an effect in the kingdom on the other side on those souls, which in their hunger and thirst for food for their souls are exceedingly grateful to you, which you offer to them, and which are grateful to you for the light, which now shines for them. Because they recognize pure truth and will now also again have an enlightening effect there where there is still darkness, because truth incessantly drives to and it out, and because only those beings are always happy who stand in truth and can work with it in the spiritual kingdom, who help those souls to redemption out of darkness, who can only become happy through the supply of truth. Amen.